كفلام الهيام البيز تان يورب شم غامليو yeah good okay that's exactly where I thought you'd be holding okay tan yourb shim gamliel omer kol shishoa lamed yom ba'adam eino neifel. A child that lived for 30 days is not a neifel. Neifel is a baby that's born that's basically unviable, and therefore we'll see is for certain things or for everything considered like he's dead, even though he's breathing and his heart's beating or whatever. So if he lasted 30 days, not a neifel. Shenemar updu yomi ben chodesh tifteh. Since the Torah made pidyon haben dependent on 30 days, so it seems to imply that that's when you know that the child is for sure viable, and before 30 days, we're not sure. Shmonas yomim bebehema eino neifel, and if an animal lasts 8 days, then you know it's also not a neifel. Shenemar miyom hashmini vahala yerotzeh lekarbon. Only from the 8th day and on can you bring it as a carbon. Seems to imply the Torah didn't think it a living, viable animal until the 8th day. Rashi. Upiduyov. Bebechor adam ksiv. Talking about bechor of a human being. Mi ben chodesh. Mi detali behachi. Shma amino achshav nisbar shu ben kayom. Avalo kodem lechein. Since the Torah made Pidyon HaBen dependent on 30 days, Smasher, that's the line of demarcation between when a child is a suffix, whether it's viable or not, or when for sure it has a din of a chai. Hallo shah, shloshim yom ba'adam v'behem ches yom im sveikahavi. Hashas parech ala. That's the next piece in the Gemara. Hallo shah, sveikahavi. Mashma, that if it didn't last 30 days, or 8 days by an animal, then it's a suffix whether it's a nafel, or it was a nafel, or it's not a nafel, or in the 30 days, or in the 8 days, we're not sure if this animal is a living animal, or it's a nafel. Okay. Okay. Shemara says, Mimol hechi malinan le. If that's the case, how do you mal a child on the 8th day? It's within the 30 days, we're not sure if he's alive or not. And pashtus, the question is, how are you malim on Shabbos? During the week, what's the nafkamina? Right? If he's dead, you mal him when he's dead. If he's alive, he's alive. But on Shabbos, if he's considered a dead child, so there's no mitzvah to mal him, and therefore you're mechal of Shabbos. So why isn't every bris on the 8th day a suffix if the child's living or not living, if he's a nafel or not? If he's a nafel, there's no mitzvah to mal him because he's dead. And therefore, what's it called? You're mechal of Shabbos. So how do we ever mal a child on the 8th day? Right, you have to wait till the 30th day, and after the 30th day, obviously, it's not Mila Bismano anymore, so it's never shayach to be mal a child on Shabbos. Shmuel says, Mimal heichel malinan, shum katan biyom hashmini b'shabbos, dilma nefelhu, v'lo chazim lamu, v'osech habura shalo l'shei mitzvah. And if he's a nefel, then you're making a wound, and there's no mitzvah, because he's not a living child. So the ma'ase says, what's it called, however are we mal on Shabbos? So Mara says, Molin also mimonavshach. We mal him mimonavshach. Im chai hu shaper komoil. If he's living, no, it's a suffix on the 8th day, whether he's living or not. So if he's for sure, if he's living, so then you mal him. He's a mitzvah to mal him on the 8th day, and Shabbos is, mil is docha Shabbos. Vim lav, and if he, on the side that he's not a living child, then mechatech bebasaru. Then it's not a chabura. Because you can only make a chabura, a living thing. In a dead thing, right? So the whole idea of a chabura is that you're killing the person partially, right? That's how we learn the inyan of, or you're taking out the dam, which is the nefesh. So it's a told of shchita, of what's it called, of taking away life. But if the guy's not alive, you're not taking away any life. According to the Rambam, that the isser of what's it called, of chabura, is mefarik. Taking what's it called dam out of the flesh is like taking juice out of a here also dam of a mace is not considered what's it called a separate thing. It's like taking basar from basar. It's only dam of a living thing is considered an entity to itself, but dam of something that's not living is not considered an entity to itself. Rashi, Mimel Hechel Mamlinen, Shum Kotten Biom Shmini B'Shabbos, Dilma Nefelhu, V'lo Chazi Lomel, V'osa Chabura Shalosh Shei Mitzvah. So Mara says, no, Im Chai Hu Kolomer, Im Kolulu Chadoshav, Shaper Kamal. If he's not a Nefel, If he's a ben kayama, he's a viable child, then there's a mitzvah of milah, and it's docheh Shabbos. And if he's not a viable child, mechatech baser shchutahu, he's dead. Velo chabura he, and therefore it's not a chabura. Chabura can only be in a living thing, not in a dead thing. You can't make a wound in a dead thing. The Elohad Tanya, if that's the case, then what's this brisa mean? Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches, ein mechal l'masa Shabbos. If you have a child, you're not sure if he was born in the seventh month or he's born in the eighth month. We learned already a few times that a child, in the time of Chazal at least, that was born in the eighth month, for sure eighth month, is considered a dead child. They couldn't survive. So it's a Nephil, right? Even though it's at this point living, it's basically dead. So if you have a child who's a Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches, we're not sure if he was born in the seventh month or born in the eighth month. So ain mechal masa Shabbos. You can't be mechal Shabbos for that child. Okay? So Mara says, meaning you can't mal him on Shabbos. Bechara, why? Amai. Nimali mimonavshach. Same thing. Mal him mimonavshach. Im chai hu shaper komoil. If he's living, then if he's a seven-month-old child, so there's a mitzvah to give him bris milah. And it's docheh Shabbos. The im lav, and if he's an eighth-month-old child, so he's considered dead, mechatech bebasaru. Then you're not making any wound. So you're just cutting up flesh. That's mutar also. Right, especially Litzorich here, since the Sufik, whether he's Chayiv and Mila or not. So even though maybe this may be normally an Issa the Rabbanan, but here the Rabbanan Mistamo surely waive their Issa. Omar Marbere de Ravina, Anova Rav Nachumi Bar Zachariah, Targimna, Ravina said, I and Rav Nachumi Bar Zachariah explained and answered this question. Mimil Hochi Nami Malinanle. No, Enachinami. A Sufik Ben Zayin, Sufik Ben Ches, Yur Mal on Shabbos. Monavshach. If he's living, there's a mitzvah. He's not living, there's no issur. Lo nitzroch el machshirei mila. That which it says, the Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches, that you ain't not mechal Shabbos, is, going according to Rabbi Lezer, or Liba Rabbi Lezer, that holds machshirei mila or docheh Shabbos. So you can't make an ismal, right? You can't light fires to make a knife on Shabbos to mal this child, because of the Safik. Maybe there's a mitzvah, maybe not. And here there's mamish chilul Shabbos. There's no, the meal itself may not be chilul Shabbos if he's dead. But the lighting a fire to make the knife is a chilul Shabbos. So it's only according to Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos for a Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches, means you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos for machshirei mila, which are normally doche. Here it's a Safik, Safik derais l'chumra.
We said that everybody's a Safik till 30 days.
What?
Till 30 days, everybody's a Sufik.
Right, so Gemara asked that before. So yeah. How are you ever mal?
So how Rabbi Eliezer ever allows machshirei
mila? How are we ever, matir according to Rabbi Eliezer in Chanami? Rabbi Eliezer would not be matir machshirei mila unless kolulu chadasha. We'll see later, there's a possibility that we know for sure, even on the eighth day, that he's that he's bar kayama. We know for sure that kolulu chadoshav, and he has all the simonim. It's possible that you have a child that on the eighth day could be for sure bar kayama. Okay, but the Gemara's question was: normal children are lavdafka; they have those simonim. So how we ever mal a child, right, that doesn't have those simonim? Okay, and Rebbe Lezer and Echanami would hold that if you don't have the simonim, it's a suffix, and you can't be machal Shabbos with the machshirim. The only time Rebbe Lezer holds machshir emil is docha, where you know for sure the child is bar kayama, because he has the simonim and he's kolulu chadosha. Okay. Rashi, lo nitzrecho hadik tani ein mechalulun. That which it says you're not mechal Shabbos for a sofik ben zayin, sofik ben ches, el in machshir emil, le Rebbe Lezer. The omer dochu Shabbos. Hani mile de kimle begave shekolulu chadosha. Ah, Rashi said. Right. When did Rebbe Lezer say that you're Machal Shabbos for a child that's mild on the eighth day? That's when you're sure that that he's not a Ben Ches. He's either a Ben Zayin or a Ben Tes, and he's for sure viable. Okay? She'ovru Tes Chadoshim Mishashimsha Ad She'el Adoso. We know for sure that that she only had relations with her husband once, 9 months ago. And during the time, Velo Shimsha Kol Yimei Bura, and her husband went away on a business trip, and the next 9 months, he didn't come back till the bris. So we know for sure that this child is a Bentes, right? That he was born 9 months after the last time the husband and wife had relations. Aval sofek ein mach shir of dome, a dochin. Dilma la bar mimahu, umachal shabbos, basosu pchomim barzel. And then a chanani, Rabbi Lezer would hold that for stam, a child, who we don't know for sure that he's a 9-month-old child, and he's therefore not a nepho, right? There's no sofek in such a child, because the sofek is, well, if he hasn't lasted 30 days, maybe he was an 8-month child, right? Maybe he wasn't a 9-month child, right? Maybe he was born, only 8 months after the relation. In any case, so, Enichonami, Rav Elezer would hold that you can't be Machal Shabbos, Machshirei Mila, only for a child, you know, for sure, is viable on the 8th day. But wherever it's a Sofik, you can't. Okay, now the Gemara says, Kitanoi. Omer Abaya, Kitanoi. This Shaila, whether a Natho, Bechlau, is considered living or dead, Lamaisa's heart's beating, he's breathing. Is he considered alive? Is he considered dead? Even though he's for sure not viable, he's for sure going to die, is he now considered alive? Or, since he's for sure going to die, right, he never really had a Cheskas Chaim, so he's considered dead. Kitanoi. The Chiyomus mina behema asher hi lochem la'achla. Right, Torah says if an animal dies that is permissible to be eaten if it would have been shechted, right? So what's this pasuk talking about? Rashi will explain in more detail what these psukim are talking about. But in any case, right, if you have an animal that normally would be permitted to be eaten and it dies, so it's metame. Lahavi ben shmona she'en shechitasu metaroso. So halach is like this. If you have a trefa, okay, a trefa is going to die too. And even if you shecht it, you're not allowed to eat it, because it basically was considered, was all made to die. And it has a din of a trefa. But if you shecht it, and if it dies, it's a nevela. A trefa that dies is a nevela. A nevela is matami. It's tami. It's one of the avos atuma, nevela. Okay? Even a kosher animal that dies is matami. But if you shecht it, a trefa, so it's not matami. The shechita, even though it doesn't permit it to be eaten, because it's a trefa, you're not allowed to eat a trefa, but it takes away the tumas nevela. It's not in matami anymore as a nevela, and it's tahar. Its flesh is tahar. So a ben shmona, she'en shechitasu metaroso. But a ben shmona, an animal that was born in the 8th month, okay, that shechita is not metayrit. It's considered like it's dead, and the shechita doesn't help for dead things, like a shechted in a nevela. So it's a nevela. And it's matami. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Shechitasu Metaroso. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon argue, and they say the Shechita is Metayaret. My lab, Behakam Iflagate. Isn't this the underlying svar of the Machlokes? Is the Mar Sover Chayhu, Mar Sover Mesa. One holds that a Nephil is considered alive till it actually dies, and therefore if you shecht it, it's not a Nevela. Right, and the shechita is matired. And the other one holds, no, a nephil is dead. And therefore, you shechted a dead animal, that's what's it called, that's a nevel. Amarava, ihachi, adam iflagilinin, tumma, vetaira, liflagilinin, achila. If that's the machlokas, then why argue about tumma and tara, argue about if it's mutter to eat or not? If it's considered alive and you shechted it, right, then you shechted a living animal. So you should be allowed to eat it. If it's dead and you shechted it, it's tamei and you're not allowed to eat it either. Why are they only arguing legabe, what's it called, legabe tumentara, argue whether you're allowed to eat it? If a ben ches is considered alive, then you shechted it, you should be able to eat it. Ela de kuli alma mesu. Everybody holds that it's dead. Okay? A nephil is considered dead. For Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, how could they hold therefore that it's tahar? Nice, you shechted a dead animal, it's a nevela. Somebody says, no, savri ketrefa. It's just like a trefa. Trefa is also considered dead. Trefa is not going to live, it's considered dead. But if you shecht it, right, it's dead, but it's not dead. Right? It's potentially dead, but it's not actually dead. So potentially dead makes it osur to eat, even if you shechted it. Same thing with a ben ches. It's potentially dead, but it's not actually dead. So therefore, if you shechted it, you can't eat it. It's no better than a trefa, right? But Lamaisa, it's just like a Shechita's Matayra, a Trefa from Tuma, Shechita's Matayra Ben Ches from Tuma too also. Trefa, Lava Vagav de Mesa, even though a Trefa is considered dead too, Shechita's Matayrasa, right? The Shechita's Matayra, it's not Matami Tumas Nevelis. Hachanami Loshna, same thing over here by Ben Ches. It's potentially dead. You wouldn't be allowed to eat it after the Shechita, But it's metairet, just like a treifa. Tzmar says, V'rabban, and the Rabban who argue on Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that it's metami tumas nevelas. Why is it not like a treifa? Lo domi la treifa. Treifa ha'isala shasa kosher. A treifa was once okay. Now, it started out a living animal, and it became a treifa. So therefore, it didn't lose its complete life by becoming a treifa. Okay? Hi, lohoisel shasa kosher. But this one was born a ben ches. It never had a real life. So its potentially being dead is considered mamish dead. A treifa potentially being dead doesn't take away the chiyus it had to begin with. The chitema treifa mi beta meikle meimer. So what about an animal who was born a treifa? It was born a treifa. It had a hole in its brain or a hole in its lungs or whatever when it was born. So it never had a shasa kosher. Marasam hashem yesh b'mina shchita. There are treifas that are possible to shecht. So when the Torah gave that heter, that shechita's matayr, a treifa, it is across the board, even a treifa that was born a treifa. But over here, a ben ches never had chiyu. There's no such thing as a ben ches that, what's it called, that was ever alive. It was always, it was born dead. Memela, what's it called, the halacha of shechita, of a treifa, doesn't apply to shechita of a ben ches. Rashi. Kitanoi, Nefil Gomor, in Choshev Kames, Kitikomor of Adabar Ava, Deinu Ela Mechatech Bebasar, Olo Havi Chabura, right? That which Rav Adabar Ava said, that a Ben Ches is mamish dead, and therefore if you wound it, it's considered wounding a dead thing, that should, Lechor is a Machlokas Tanoi, whether a Nefil is considered alive or considered dead. And if he's considered alive, then what Rav Adabar Ava said won't apply. How do we go back to the original question? How do you mal any child on the 8th day? He's a suffix nafel. And if he's a nafel, there's no mitzvah to mal him, because Einachanami, he's alive, but he's potentially dead. There's no mitzvah of mila on him, but lemais, it's not mechatech basar be'alma. Lemais, you're making a wound. Right now, he's alive. There's no mitzvah because he's potentially dead, but there's still an issa deraisa of a wound. That would be the problem. And what's with this machlokes tanoim? La'achli lahavi ben ches. The kulei kra darish le b'toras koanim. Right, the whole pasuk is darshened in Toras koanim. Min habehema says if from the animals that you can eat, miktsas behema mitama or miktsas eina mitama. So we learn from the min habehema that some animals that die are mitame tumas nevela, and some animals, kosher animals that die, are not mitame tumas nevela. Prat le treifa sheshachta. The exclusion is a treifa that you shechted, right? Even though now it's a dead animal that you're allowed to eat, but here you're not allowed to eat it, right? Because it's dead. Even though it had shechita, it's a treifa. Still, it's not metame, right? This is the exception, right? Only some animals that die that what's it called are metame tumas nevela, but some animals that you're allowed to eat that die, you're not metame tumas. How's that? An animal that was a treifa that was potentially dead, but you shechted it. So the shechita is matayri. Since it's memayit a treifa that you shechted, right? It's lechora talking about behemoths that are tahoros that you can eat. Asher hi lochem. So why does it say asher hi lochem laachla? If already we know that it's talking about a treifa, since it says mina behema, there are certain behemoths that you are not matami tumas nevela. If you shechted them, right, like a treifa. So it must be talking about an animal you're allowed to eat, because otherwise shechita doesn't make any sense. So why does it have to repeat, asher hi lochem li'achla? Why does it have to say that these animals are fit for eating normally? Lahavi behema tmeya, right? To tell me, even a behema tmeya. Lefisha parsha rishon nidichsibo lechola behema asher hi mafreses parsa ve'enena malas gera moki lohasam be'ivra menachai. The original parsha that says that it's talking about, what's it called? An animal that you can't eat, that only has one simen. Tahara, surely one that doesn't have either semen, right, is what's it called? That is talking about Eivor Menachai. It's not talking where it died. It's talking where you cut off the limb when it was alive, and Eivor Menachai is also Matami. So we need a pasuk to tell me that an animal that's not kosher, that's not Tahar, if it dies, also Matami Tumas Nevel. Uparsha Zuba Mesa, Vadai, La'ach La'havi Ben Ches, Chadoshim Sha'af Shchitaso Miso Matama. And the, what's it called? And where it says, what's it called? La'achla, right? That's only, what's it called? That comes to exclude a ben ches. which is not a edible either, right? Because it was born in Nathal. And therefore, even if you shecht it, it's not metayer. That's how the Rabbanim learned this pasuk, and they therefore learn if you shecht it a ben ches, it's not tahar, it's tummy, it's a nevela. Mar sovra chayhu, and Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda argue, and they say, no, it is metayer. They learn the pasuk differently. Leficha shchitas metaroso. So the one who holds that if you shecht it, it's tahar, holds that a nefel is chay. Right, and what's it called? And the one who holds it, if you shecht it, it's tameh, holds a nefel is mace. And therefore, we have a problem. If there's a mandiomer who holds a nefel is a chai, what's he going to do with mila by any ben, what's it called, child on the eighth day? He's a suffic nefel, right? According to Reb Shimon Gamliel. And how do we ever mal a child on the eighth day? And you can't say mimanef shach. If he's alive, there's a mitzvah. If he's not alive, you're not doing any isser, no. Even if he's not alive, that's only if he's potentially not alive, but he's actually alive, and it's a chabura. Where it says, linyan achila. No, if that would be the machlokist, then they should argue whether you're allowed to eat it or not. I mutter b'achila b'shchitasim lav. So where it says, no, really, everybody considers him dead. The question is, how dead? Right? Is a potentially dead thing, right? L'maisa, will the shchita still be matayrit? Because a trefa is also potentially dead, yet the shchita is matayrit. So maybe a ben ches is the same thing. Trefa shchitasa metarosa malatam make it appreciate. Where it says no, it's, according to the Rabbanan, it's not doma to a trefa. Before it became a trefa, you could have shecht it and eaten it. So therefore, a trefa, even after it became a trefa, the shchita helps. But a ben ches never had a shasa kosher. It was born dead, so it never had a time you could have shecht it and needed it, eaten it. Therefore, the shchita doesn't help. Okay, let's go on. So it comes out that there's no opinion that holds that a nafel is chai, and therefore, what's it called, if you have a child on the eighth day, and there's a suffix nafel, you can mal him, mimon efshach. No, that's what we're saying. There's no kipi netil sasham, he's dead.
But if a person kills it, he's making him die early.
He kills, it doesn't make a difference. They're not dying early. No, he's not making dying early. He's killing a dead thing. He's killing a dead thing. That's considered dead. If you kill a nafel, you're not chai misa. No, it's not. That's called. No, that for that sheer of there's not called chayim. That's called a mace. He's potentially a mace. Is a mace, right? There's enough chiyus there just that that shchita should help. Just like a treif is also a mace. Kill a treif for your potter. Okay. Iboyaluhu. Now we're going back to the original thing. Mi pligi rabbanan aleid Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon Leil made a clear point. That any child or any animal, an animal before the eighth day, and a child before the 30th day is a suffix nathal. Okay? So, do the Rabbanan argue on Rosh Hashim Gamliel? And they don't hold of this? Oh, look. Well, they don't argue. Rosh Hashim Gamliel, everybody agrees Rosh Hashim Gamliel. We don't know. Is there an argument or not? Im tim tzalom or plige, and if you'll say that there is an argument, halacha kamoso, ain't halacha kamoso. Who's the halacha like? Is the halacha Rosh Hashim Gamliel or those that argue on you? Toshma. Egel shenolad b'yom tov, an eagle, the calf that was born on Yom Tov, shochtin oso b'yom tov. You're allowed to shecht it that day, right, and eat it. Because you can't eat it, right, then it's a malacha that's not tzorech ochel nefesh. So you could shecht it on that day and eat it that day. So l'chora, how could you shecht it that day and eat it that day? It's a suffix nefel. You have to wait 8 days before you shecht it. And if you shecht it, you'd never be allowed to eat it because maybe it was a nefel and it's a nevela. And maybe not, and it's a good kosher animal. So it's suffik deraisa l'chumra. You couldn't be eaten. Mar says, Hachamay Askinah, the kimle begavesh kolu chadosh. If you know for sure that it was a full-term animal, and then for sure it's not an nafel. Okay? It was a full-term animal. Full-term animal that's born is what's it called? Is a chai. Rashi, mi plige, l'mishrei vlad shel behema besoches yomin. Does anybody argue or Shim Gamliel who would hold that an animal before the eighth day is not considered a nafel at all? Okay. Shochtin also beyond it. There ain't no muktzah. It's not muktzah. Shari ben hashmoshes nami hayimuchan agavimo. Because when it was before it was born, you could have shechted the mother and eaten the child. There's a ben pakua, right? You're allowed to eat the baby inside the mother. So theoretically, this animal ben hashmoshes was before it was born was also not muktzah because it was edible if you shechted the mother. You see, you're allowed to eat the animal that was born that day, and you shechted that day. Toshma, the Shavim, Shimnolad Hu, Mumo Imo, Shazemina Muchan. As Machlokas, whether you're allowed to be Mavakir Mumim on Yontif. You have a, what's it called, a Bechor, an animal, Bechor. So if it has a Mum, then you shecht it and you can eat it. Okay, anybody can eat it. If it doesn't have a Mum, then it has to be brought as a Korban. So everybody agrees, so Shaila is when the Mum came. But if it was born with a Mum, then everybody agrees that it's what's it called, that you could shecht it, since it was born with the Mum. As soon as it was born, it was a Bechor with a Mum, which was shechtable and eaten by edible by anybody, right? And therefore you're allowed to shecht it. Rashi, Veshavin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shenechleku Beroin Mumim B'Yontif. They have machlokas whether you're allowed to see Mumim on Yontif to decide whether this animal is mutter or not. Is that called Meseches Beyah? That what's it called? Shaila, whether that's called Mesakin or not. Since till now the animal was Aser. Now you're going to see the woman make it mutter. Maybe that's like Mesakin. It's making the animal usable when it wasn't usable before. Okay? But everybody agrees, Shim Nolet Hayom, who, Mumoyim, who was born with the Mum, Shehu Min HaMuchan, that it's not Mux, it's Muchan. Because what's it called? Because when it was born, it already had the Mum. So as soon as it was born, it was edible. Umutu levakir mumim b'yantif. You're allowed to have a beisdin look and see whether the mum is the kind of mum that's matar or not. V'lo domi k'misakin b'yantif. It's not like being misakin on yantif by making something mutter that it was a suffix before. V'lo ischazik b'isura, because it never was really osur. It was born with the mum. So we don't know if ever this thing was osur. An animal that was without a mum, so for sure was a korban, it was osur. And now we're looking to see if it has a mum or not. So that's misakin, right? You're changing its status. But here it never had a status. It was born with a mum. Umakmin lo hasam kagon di yasvi dayone hasam v'ra'u b'shas leida miyad. Where the dayonim watched it as it came out and declared it had a mum. So it never had a shayla on it. It was mutter from the time it was born. But you see what? That it was it's matzah called mutter to eat right away the day that it was born. You can shecht it and eat it the day it was born. Hachinami shekolo chadav. It's also talking where it's for sure a full-term animal. So it's for sure not an egg. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees that only time of the suffix of a child less than 30 days or an animal less than 8 days, if we're not sure if kololo chadosh, if we're not sure if it's a full-term child or animal or not, but if we're sure it's a full-term child or animal, then what's it called? Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees that that in itself makes it not an egg. Toshma. To Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halachik Rav Shim Gamliel. So we still have the original Shaila. Do Rabbanan argue Rav Shim Gamliel? And if they do, who's the Halacha like? So now we have a Brisa that says, Beferish of Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the Halacha is like Rav Shim Gamliel. Halacha Mechlal de Pliga. You don't have to pass on Halacha if nobody argues on him. Mashma, answer to our first question, does anybody argue Rav Shim Gamliel? Yes. There is somebody who argues on him. Is the Halacha like him? Yes. Right? So both things we finish in this Brisa. Shema Mina. So we answered both of our shailas. Okay, Omar Abai. So now we're going back to discuss when Rav Shim Gamliel said this child is a nafel, suffix nafel or not. Omar Abai, nafel min hagag. And Tosas mentions, tomorrow there's a short daf, so we're going to go into more of these halachas of the nafel, and when's a nafel, when's not a nafel, what's an ogeya to, or whatever. But Tosas says that Rav Shim Gamliel is talking about two things. One, a vadei ben ches, we know for sure the child's an 8th month child. Still, on the 30th day, if it lasts 30 days, or if the animal lasts 8 days, it's okay. Okay? In other words, an 8th month child is only up to the 30th day is considered an nafel. The 30th day and on is okay. And also, a child, we're not sure if it's an 8th month or not, unless we know for sure it's a 9th month. Sure the 9th month, it's right away okay. Not sure or sure the 8th month takes 30 days. That's how Tosfos learns. So even a for sure 8th month baby, right, after 30 days would be mutter, would be not a nafel. Or a for sure 8th month animal after the 8th day will be mutter. Okay. So now, Omar Abaye, Nofel min agag, o ochlo ari, divrei hakol chayu. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel was only talking in a specific case, we'll see. But if the child, or the child fell off a roof in the middle of the 30th day, or a lion ate it up, right? So then everybody holds that there's no reason to assume that the child's an aphil. We don't know if it's an 8th month, 7th month, 9th month child, right? So then you can assume rove children are not nephalim, and even Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that he's for sure a chai. There was no reisa, right? The kid was eaten by a lion. There's no reason to think that he would have died anyway, okay? Then divrei akol chayu. So if he's eaten on the 15th day, he's considered a chai, and whatever halachas are nogeya to that, we'll see, but got to be avelis or yibum or whatever. That's kiplige. Where is the machlokas? Shepieku meis. The kid was born, and before 30 days, he gripsed and died. In other words, he didn't have too much life in him, and just a burp, right, finished him off, right? One burp finished him. He showed a little bit of life, and burped and died. Mar Sovrachai, who one holds no. Since, what's it called, the one who argues on Shimon Gamliel holds that even so, he's considered alive. And Umar Sovr Mesu, and Reb Shimon Gamliel hold no, that he's a mace. Lamai Mafkamina, what's an Afkamina? Lamai, the kid's dead. Lift or minayibu, right? Is this considered a viable child that was born, and the mother now will be potter from yibu because she had a child, or no? Maybe what's it called? This child never was viable, so he never was born, right? He was born dead, and therefore what's it called? The mother's chayiv in yibu. She doesn't have any children, right? If her husband died, there's a brother, there's no children. She's chayiv in yibu. Zemora says nofel min agago ochlo ari divrei akol chayu. How could you say that? That if he fell off a roof or a lion ate him, everybody holds he's a chai. For a pop of Rav Huna Berei Rav Yeshua, Iklu Lebei Berei de Rav Idi Bar Ovin, right? Rav Huna, Rav Pop and Rav Huna Berei Rav Yeshua came to the house of the son of Rav Idi Bar Ovin. V'Ovid Lehu Igla Tilsa B'Yimama D'Shiva. And he made them either a 3-year-old calf or a 3rd-born calf on the 7th day from when it was born. He shechted it on the 7th day, in the daytime. Va'amri le, and they said to him, Yisrachisu le ad l'urso haviachlina mine. If you would have waited till the night, we would eat it, but we're not going to eat it now because it's before the 8th day. And it could be they held like the ones who argue on Rav Gamliel. The son of Rav Idi Bar Ovin held like the ones who argue on Rav Gamliel. And they held like Rav Gamliel, like the halachas like Rav Gamliel. Hashta lo achlina, but now we won't eat it. Right, so mashma that the machlokus is even if a lion ate it, because here they shechted it, they killed it, didn't grips and die, right? It was shechted, so it's like it fell off a roof, and still they wouldn't eat it. If everybody holds, even Rav Shimon Gamliel, that such an animal is chai, then why didn't they eat it? Must be that they hold Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they hold that even if the animal was killed, it still can suffoc nephil, so they couldn't eat it. Ela, the Gemara says, no, the opposite. If it burped and died, right, then everybody holds it dead. Then there's no machlokas. The other way. Even the Rabbanan who argue on Shim Gamliel hold that it's a mace. The machlokas is where it fell off a roof or a lion ate it. So now Rav Shim Gamliel holds it's still a suffic nephil. And what's it called? And Mar Sover Mesu, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Mar Sover Chayu, and the other one holds no, it's for sure alive. There's no reason to doubt. We have no reason to think that it was a nephil, right? Because it was killed. And on the other hand, when it burps and dies, then we have a reason to think maybe it's a nephil. Okay. Rashi. Nofel min agago achlari, shemes machmas misa haba lo besoch lamed, mimokam acher. If it died from some other cause, right, an outside cause, falling off a roof, eaten by a lion, or anything else, divrei akol b'cheses kol achar. Right now the Gemara thinks everybody holds that lemaisa, we consider it a full-term baby, it's not a nephil. De'ilav hach misa lo havi meis. And therefore, because if it wouldn't have been for this outside force, it wouldn't have died. Hilka chichayu, it's chayu. V'odam havi vlad, upotra simu min achalitza. And if it's a human being, the mother's considered as having a child, and she's not chayiv anymore in yibum or chalitza. The gabi behema nomi stam vlad behema sheshocha besoches mutter b'achila. Any animal that you shechted within the 8 days, you're allowed to eat because it got killed by some other reason. We have no reason to assume that it's a nephil. The lo chazinim be reyesa v'rov hayoldos einam appeals rov what's it called children that are born are not nephils. Shepiheik, when is there a suffix? Bailer, it grips. Kolomer la'achar le'dasa lo'robu elechius ma'at she'pieku meis. It burped and died, right? A few days afterwards, doesn't have to, anytime within the 30 days. So it obviously never was a strong bed. It died of natural causes, what's it called? Not outside causes. The gabe adam kai. So it's, what's it called? Within 30 days, something happened to it that could be that it was, that tells us that it was never really a viable child. The Gemara says, no, that's not true, just the opposite. If you would have waited to shechta till the night, shuleil shmini, the night of the eighth, we would have eaten it. Because you don't need the full 8 days. You need just a portion of the 8 days. So as soon as the eighth day comes in, you can shecht it. 7 days it has to be with its mother. But on the eighth day, yeratza lekarbon, that's calling that a carbon. Right? But by a carbon, only from the eighth day in the daytime can you bring it as a carbon. You can't bring a carbon at night. So the first time you can bring a carbon is on the eighth day. But for a regular animal, as soon as 7 days pass by and it's the beginning of the eighth day at night, you're ready to check it. Only carbonus can only be brought in the daytime. It's not a nafel anymore. You can be makdish the animal at night of the eighth. You can't bring it as a carbon till the day of the eighth because it's special karalach. You can't bring carbonus at night. Therefore, chulin is mutter as soon as you shecht it at night. You see, the one who holds that within the 7 days, there's always a suffix nafel. It's a suffix nafel, even if it was killed from outside sources, like shechita. So there's somebody who holds that it's aser. Must be that the machlokus is there. Not that everybody holds there that it's okay. Okay, let's go on. So it comes out that we have established that there's a machlokus of Shem Gamliel and someone else, right? If the animal was killed from outside sources before the 30th day, or before the 8th day, or a human being before the 8th day, and where it died on its own in that time, everybody holds that it's a suffix nafel. Okay. B'rei d'Rav Dibi bar Yosef, isyoyed le'ahu yenuka, b'go taltin yomim shochiv. So the son of Rav Dibi bar Yosef had a child that was born, and it died within the 30 days. Yosef k'misabel alei, and he was misabel for it. Even though we said that if it died of natural, of its own causes, within 30 days, it's a nafel. Sufik nafel, says it's avelis only drabonin, so sufik yipot. Amar le'avua, so Rav Dimi bar Yosef said to him, Savru naisa k'bois l'meichal, they used to bring nice food to the Avel to eat, like they do today, these deli platters or whatever they bring to the Beis Avel. So he said, you're so hungry for these deli platters that you're misabel so you can get good deli? Right? What's the purpose of being this? You're misabel for nothing. It's an Avel. Died within 30 days. Amar lei kimli b'eishikol l'chadoshev. He said, no. We saw the child. We saw that it was, what's it called? I know for sure that it was a full-term baby. Maybe he knew that he didn't live with his wife from the time that 9 months before. Ravashi ikla be Rav Kahana, Isri be Milsa, bego taltin yomim. Ravashi went to the house of Kahana, and they had a child died within 30 days after the birth. Chazi di Yosef komasabale, he saw he's sitting shiva for it. Omer le, lo sover le, mar, lo hoda, omer Rav Yehuda, omer Shmuel, aloch Rav Shem Gamliel. Don't you hold it, aloch Rav Shem Gamliel? Sufik Nathal, you're not mechayiv avelis. Omer le, kimli begave shekol l'chadoshav. Now, I know this child was a full-term child, full-term baby. Rashi. Shochiv begol talsin lele dosso. You died within 30 days of the birth. Savro nisa matamim shemachlis evil. Nice food that they feed the evil. The Otosis brings on a different girsa. Suit the nisu. Tseda. It's the things that you capture and food. What's it called? Same idea. Kabois lemechel lechena tamisabo chino. That's why you're mourning for nothing because you want them to bring you deli platters. Otherwise, what's the purpose of the mourning over here? Yisrei milsa velis begol taltin yom lele savlat.